Radio friends, our scripture portion today is found in Matthew 18, verses 1 through 6. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Except you are converted and become as a little child, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. These are the words of Jesus Christ to you and to me today. Except you. It's not speaking here of, Jesus is not speaking here to the world of the lost heathens. It's not speaking to those even who are behind bars cursing his name. Jesus here is talking to his disciples. And therefore he's talking to you. In the church, you must be converted. Yes, there must be the initial conversion, the experience of the heart, by God's grace, of a deep and profound grief over your sin, and a resolve to walk in newness of life. But the Lord is referring to more than that. He's referring to the need for a daily, ongoing conversion in our life, day by day, as parents, as children, as youth. As citizens of the kingdom, he's saying that everyone in his kingdom daily experiences the conversion and becomes as a little child. Is that true of you? The conversion that he is referring to is not only a conversion, as we read in Matthew 18, a conversion relating to our thinking concerning the place of children in his kingdom. It is certainly that. The Lord is saying, you, my disciples, have to have the right understanding of the place of children in my kingdom. You must understand that children, according to my covenant, the children of believers belong to my kingdom. You must be confronted by the truth of the covenant to see the character of God and to understand the wisdom of God. Certainly, you need to have that. But you must also have a conversion in how you think about yourself. Not just about how you think about children, but about yourself. Do you remember how the chapter began? The disciples came to Jesus and asked the question, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? The disciples were saying, I think I'm more important than you, Thomas, James. I'm certainly better than Peter. They were filled with pride. You think that way in the kingdom? You think in the kingdom that you are better? Except you are converted and become as a little child. Except by the grace of God you put away the awful pride of the nature and crucify it in Jesus Christ and fight against it day by day. Except you are converted. By God's grace, and become as a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let's hear what Jesus has to say. As I said, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he is taking them to task for an awful sin that they needed daily conversion from this sin. And that awful sin was not a sin that they did, for the 12 disciples had kept their nose clean. It was not a sin high on the list of the Pharisees, something that the Pharisees would certainly come out against. It was not that the disciples had violated some tradition of the elders. Nor was the sin for which Jesus was taking them to task the sin of adultery or cursing or drugs or gambling. But it was for something that the Bible says is worse. Worse. It was the sin of selfishness, self-honor, self-importance, self-absorption, pride. It was how they looked at themselves. It was in their attitude toward others. They had been debating among themselves, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They had been sizing each other up. Jesus said, except ye be converted from that awful self-centeredness, that pride, that self-importance, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, what Jesus has to say does, of course, teach us that children have a place in his kingdom, and we need to be converted, as I said about that, too. Christ gives children of believers a place in his kingdom. Be converted about that. If you contend with that, be converted about that thought. That's a biblical thought. Children belong to his kingdom. The Lord taught that in many places. He refers in verse 6 to one of these little ones, which believe in me. So that faith is worked in the heart of elect children born in the covenant, and therefore they too are to be baptized and received as members of the church and kingdom of Jesus Christ. Be converted about how you think about children. But the admonition is directed more to our attitude about ourselves. That's the question, you know, that the disciples have brought to Jesus. And the question that they brought to Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, was not an innocent question. It was not as if abstractly they came up with the question. They came to the Lord and saying, you know, we were just wondering, who is the greatest in the kingdom? No. Mark chapter 9, verses 33 and 34 tell us that as Jesus that day walked ahead of them on the road, having told them that they must go to Jerusalem where he would suffer and die, that they had followed him, they thought, out of earshot, and they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven among them. And when the Lord now turns, as he's in a house in Capernaum, and says to them, what was it that you were talking about as you followed me? Mark tells us they all held their peace. They were embarrassed. Jesus wasn't supposed to have heard what they were arguing about. They had been arguing who's the greatest in the kingdom, and they had been saying to each other, well, it's not going to be you. It could be me. It could well be me, but not you. And in the home, in Peter's home, and perhaps with Peter's child set upon his knee, Jesus is taking them to task. Here Jesus has been walking the way to the cross as the only way of salvation by the grace and mercy of God for wretched sinners, and his disciples have been following him, arguing about who's top dog in the kingdom. And Jesus says, except ye be converted as a little child, you can't even get into the kingdom. You can't get into the kingdom without me. Your pride, my grace must first slay your pride. Now, before we become indignant with these disciples, let me ask a question. Who among you is willing to be the least? Who, listening to me, in the Church of Jesus Christ, is willing to be treated and viewed as the least? And then what are you going to do if others treat you as the least? How much trouble is caused in the Church of Jesus Christ, in marriage and in family, over pride, over selfishness. I have to be the least? I have to suffer abuse? Me? And I mayn't respond in kind? I can't give him back a dosage of what he gave to me? Must I still be gracious to those who have injured me? To those who ignore me? To those who make their plans and don't even consult me? And I still have to be nice to them? You mean I'm not justified in treating someone the way they treated me? Is that what the Lord is telling me? Is the Lord telling me in the Scriptures that I must bear ingratitude? That I must be willing to have my good evil spoken of and not respond in suit? Is that what the Lord is saying? Well, beloved, read the Bible for yourself. That's exactly what he's saying. Except ye be converted. Do we understand? That's why I said conversion. Godly conversion is not a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It is every day. Because that sinful pride, that sinful flesh, remains within us, and it is only by the grace of God as we bow before the cross that we put away and fight against that awful pride that affects us in every part of our life. It is the cross of Jesus Christ that cuts us down to size. Do you understand that? It cuts us down to size. It says to us, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You don't have anything to recommend. You don't have anything to bring. You're a sinner. And it is only God in profound grace through his Son who alone can bring you by his blood into his kingdom. And you are called now to lose your self-importance in comparison to others. You are to be converted. That's what the Lord refers here as conversion, daily conversion, that you lose your self-importance in comparison to others in the kingdom. Jesus insists upon it. Except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You shall not. Not only can you not, but you will not. I won't permit it. I'm the king of the kingdom. By me, if any man shall enter in. The Lord is the door. He's the gate. I won't allow it. He is saying that the blood of Christ, his blood, brings us to daily conversion, when that daily conversion is to fight against your own sinful pride. Not the other person's sinful pride, your sinful pride. You daily need the grace of conversion. Conversion, now, understand, I'm not sure of your church background right now, but understand that the Scriptures do not mean that conversion is identical to regeneration. Regeneration, to be born again, is the initial work of God, the change of the heart. It's the implanting of the life of Christ. Conversion refers to the way of our life, what follows from being regenerated. It means to be turned from our sin. It is the grace of God whereby the child of God takes themselves to hand and turns from the way that I was going of pride and turns to the way that I should go of humility. I was going in the way of maintaining myself, my pride. I'm not going to humble myself before my wife. I'm not going to admit this. They better come to me. Conversion is the grace of God whereby the will is renewed and I identify my pride by his grace and forsake the way of self and desire in principle now to serve Christ my Lord and my Savior. Conversion is not simply going to church and keeping my nose clean from the big sins and then behind the doors of my own life in my own home living a self-centered life, making everybody in the house miserable and putting it in front of my kids, putting everybody down in the church, putting them down. That's not conversion. Conversion is laying aside of pride, of self-love. Conversion is not, boy, I hope so-and-so is hearing this message on the Reformed Witness Hour. They really need it. Conversion is this stuck-on self-sinner called me needs it. We must become as a little child, said Jesus. Now, Jesus is not holding up children as the Pelagian of old, that heresy out of hell of old, the idea that children are free from corruption and are innocent of themselves. The Scriptures teach plainly that all from the womb are conceived and born in sin. Psalm 51, in sin did my mother conceive me. We are all astray from the womb, says the psalmist, Psalm 58. But the Lord is looking now as a child as an object lesson. I believe at least in two ways. Number one, a child is not impressed by social status, by rank, by money, by position, by house or possessions. A little girl lives, we'll say, in a mansion. Her father owns a mansion with yards and fields. And she looks out the window, the bay window, and her father has hired laborers, migrant workers. We'll say the little girl's is Annie. And he has employed migrant workers, and these migrant workers are working in the flowers and in the fields and so on, and they're living in their little huts. And they have little children, Adela, Juanita, Margarita, and she goes outside, and they begin to play together. And they begin to play in the dirt, and they begin to play house, and they become fast friends, and they become buddies. And finally Annie says, "Oh, I gotta go home." And the girl said, "Can you come back and play with us tomorrow?" And she says, "Oh, sure, I'll be back." And she goes back into the mansion, and she's all dirty. And the maid greets her and says, "Oh, child, where have you been?" And the mother comes out of the parlor and says, "Who have you been playing with? What have you been doing?" "Oh, mother, I've been having such a good time." And the mother listens and says, Oh, you can't do that. You can't play with them." The child thinks, "They're the same as I am." The child learns snobbery. We teach them that. We teach them to find fault. We talk in front of them about so-and-so in the church, about people who should know their place. And pretty soon, the child begins to think that that's the way we ought to think in the Church of Jesus Christ. That's the way we think there, too. Beloved, unless you become like a little child, conversion is the war against self-importance. Conversion is the grace of God whereby we become a servant one to another. When by the grace of God we have stood in the presence of the Lord, then you are cut down. And then you say, "I am nothing. I deserve nothing. It is all of grace." The second characteristic of a child that I believe the Lord is pointing at is a child is submissive to the Word of God. Submissive to the Word, we might say. A parent's word is gospel to a child. They trust you, and you must walk as a parent worthy of that trust. The child believes what you say. And so we say the world was created in 6 days because the Bible says that. That's what the Bible says. There's no question about that. The Bible says 6 24-hour days. There's no question about it. And the child says, "Well, of course. Of course that's true. He's God. He's God. So what's incredible about that?" You tell your child, "A fish swallowed a man, and the man was in the belly for 3 days of the fish." And the child says, "Well, of course. God says that." You say, "The water of the Red Sea stood up like a poured cement wall, and the ground became dry for Israel to pass through. And then when the Egyptian chariots got in there, the ground became muddy, and they got stuck, and the wall of water fell upon them and drowned them all." And they say, "Yes, yes, that's exactly the way it happened." You say, "A leper in the day of Jesus was healed, and his skin became like a baby's skin." And they say, "Of course." And you say, "Elijah was taken up into heaven in a fiery chariot." And they see the chariot, and they say, "Of course, of course." You must be as a child. You must worship as a child. You must sing as a child. You must believe like a child. You must be amazed as a child. Unless you become as a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And sometimes our little children admonish us. Mom and dad put them to bed in their pajamas and tuck them in. And they can see that mom and dad are worried about something. And mom and dad go down to the table and they begin to talk. "How can we make it? We don't have enough money. Maybe we can't send the children to the Christian school. We don't have enough money. How are we possibly going to overcome this?" There's too many problems. I can't. And that little child has sneaked in the hallway and has heard you talking, and then that little child comes down to your kitchen, to the table before Mom and Dad, and says, Mom, Dad, God will take care of us, won't he? Didn't God say that he'll bless us in the way of obedience? God will help us, right? And then through a little child, you have heard the truth. You have heard God say, Be still. I am with thee. The waters will not overflow you. I will never forsake you. I will lead you in a way where you shall not be left desolate. And you say, Lord, make me as a little child to receive thy word. And so Jesus concludes with this warning. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. To offend does not mean to make somebody angry. It doesn't mean that you make your child angry with you. Sometimes children, even if they're angry at you, well, so that's okay. That is okay if they're angry with you. If they have sinned and you are disciplining them, then that's okay. I'm not saying it's okay that they're angry. I'm saying to you as parents, just because your child is angry, you don't melt over that. But to offend means that you influence them to sin. That's what that means. That you stand in their way of Jesus Christ. That you say one thing and you do another. That you demand of them one way of life, but you live another. If you do that as a parent, you are offending your child. Do not offend your child. But live the life of conversion in front of them. Teach them the greatness of God. Let them see in you a reverence for God. When you come to the face of God, the child will sense who God is in you. Let the child know the truth and the joy of your religion. They sense, your children sense what's there. You can't fool them. They know. Look to God. And let us hear the word of Christ, the Son of God, today. And let us, by his grace, be converted from our sinful pride daily and become as a little child in trust and love and humility before God. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee again for thy word, and we pray for its blessing upon our hearts in this day. We pray that it may go forth in its power, and that we may daily be turned from our own awful pride and humility before thee and thy cross. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.